All right. Can you hear me all right?
I got you.
All right. Good enough. Good, good, good. Okay. Well, at any rate, so, well, that's a shame you're stuck down there in the cold. It's kind of nice right here at Riviera Country Club today. You know, probably about 70 degrees, a little sunny, a little overcast, but you'll enjoy it when you get here.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, here it's beautiful out there right now. Some of my friends had seen it on the news and were kind of texting me about it. Rubbing it in a little bit, but I'll be there soon.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Say, you know, the thing, Rockville, Maryland, I don't know if you know. Do you know golfers Fred Funk or Donnie Hammond?
Did you say Fred Funk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard names, of course.
Yeah, because, you know, he's from Rockville, Maryland, I think, or Frederick, which is right next door.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's when I first heard. I was like going, really? Rockville? I said, well, gee whiz, there's a couple of golfers on the tour I know that are from right there. Frederick. He was a high school.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So that's when I thought about that too. But at any rate, my first experience with you guys was interesting because it was at the Bird's Nest in the Phoenix Open. And probably 2010. Yeah, 2010. I'm a late get to OAR guy. You know.
Oh, come on, man. I'm glad you, got to come out and catch us at all. I mean, we've played the Bird's Nest a handful of times. I mean, for a while there, we had a streak going of maybe, you know, 5 times or something like that.
Yeah.
We just have an absolute blast. That whole event is, I think from the entertainment options, you know, the entertainment side of things is a little different than, sort of the more traditional PGA tournament, so it's kind of a fun one to go out and enjoy the Bird's Nest, after parties, and we stick around for a couple of days and try to sneak in some golf and catch some of the other bands that are playing, because, sometimes we'll have played with a band 1 year, and then the next year they're playing on a different night, and so it's been now, like buddies, and we want to, kind of catch their show, and it's always a fun time. Last year, our singer Mark and I got to do the charity golf swing at the 16th hole, which was, pretty amazing. So we always have a great time.
Yeah, that's a big event. How did this one come about here? I mean, because once again, it's tied into a PGA golf tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm curious, too, because it could easily be somebody who maybe had seen us at the Bird's Nest 1 year, or it could have just been something where, somebody from their side of things reached out to us just like any other show. And I don't know exactly, but I know that, our management or booking agent called with, the offer that, or the opportunity to kind of, come out and do it. And for us, it was... It's just kind of a no-brainer. I think being involved in events like this is really cool for a lot of reasons. One, they've got this built-in audience. They're already having a fun time. I think it gives them, just having some music or food or, things like that. I think it kind of makes it more of an experience for the fan, and that's always fun. And for us, it's great. Sometimes we'll get in front of an audience that hasn't heard of us, just like you said, the first time you saw us was at the Bird's Nest. And I think we'll go in there with that mindset that, hey, there's going to be some people who haven't heard of us before. And for us, we love being in that position because we just kind of try to win people over and make them fans for life. We have a fun time playing live. That's what we're known for. We try to create a positive environment, a good message, having a good time, get the crowd involved. Set lists are always fun. I think it's a spontaneous kind of thing for us. We're really looking forward to it.
That's cool. I think there's a certain buzz, a little bit of excitement out here right now just because of this particular show. I mean, there's like people talking, hey man, I got to get in, and I'm like, well, you got to buy a ticket and come to the golf tournament and you'll get in.
Oh, that's so cool to hear.
yeah. Now, have you ever played at, you guys do outdoor shows before, obviously. Have you ever done anything live in LA like this?
I'm not sure about being live in LA like that. Summer has kind of become our main anchor. Kind of feels like it's concert season for everybody, and so we do a big tour, hopefully a headlining tour every summer, and we hit the Midwest and the East Coast, which are, you know, kind of the little bit of our bigger markets. We play like amphitheaters and, you know, the big sheds and stuff
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come to the West Coast and Texas and Florida, you know, either in the fall or the winter, just so we can kind of strategically kind of just space it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we've played all over LA. I mean, we've played everything from House Blues to, the Lilburn to, you know, UCLA and some fun campus parties. We've
right.
done private events, you know, we've done sporting events. We've done, you know, all kinds of fun stuff on the West Coast.
So there's plenty of people that are out here that are going to know who you are, I think.
Oh, man, that's really cool. I mean, because we love it out there. We've recorded a lot of albums in L.A., and so much of the music business is out of there. So we do get to spend a lot of time out there, and it's not always for, like, a, you know, public appearance or something like that. A lot of times we'll be out there for an extended period of time. You know, if we're working on an album or something like that,
right.
we'll get to stay for a few weeks and really get to enjoy the city. And we have a lot of musician friends, producers, engineers who live in the area, and we, you know, kind of get to keep in touch with and visit and stay with. And, you know, when you have an experience like that, you tend to find, you know, you get a much more authentic feel for what, you know, L.A. or some of the surrounding areas are like. Head out to Manhattan Beach or, you know, any of the cool beach towns. We have some fun. Our bass player just moved down to Encinitas, just a little bit north of San Diego, so not too far south of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a little bit of roots out there on the West Coast, too.
Yeah, I think that's true. Does this fit into, Chris, does this fit into your golf schedule? I mean, do you get to play when you're out in L.A. extended periods of time?
We have before, not too often. When we're on the road, it's a little challenging to play golf regularly. And,
right.
And I say that because there's usually some sort of, like, radio station that we'll visit in the morning or have some sort of promo or phone interviews during the morning. And then at soundcheck, we oftentimes have a radio station that brings contest winners out for a soundcheck party or something like that. So there's a lot of work going on during the day when we have an album out that's, you know, kind of reacting with the public when the radio's involved and when press is interested and stuff like that. So unfortunately for my golf game, it's a good thing that we're busy. Because we've been at, you know how the music business is. It kind of goes up and down sometimes.
Right.
And in between album cycles, before you have your new album out, it's been a little while since your last one, you know, radio is not going to be as involved. And, yeah, you have more time to go out and play golf. And while that's always fun, I think our focus is on, you know, just kind of, you know, getting as many ears and eyes on the band as possible.
Yeah.
But when we're not doing that, we play golf quite a bit. Even if it's just for 9 holes.
Right.
You know, everyone in the band has played at one point or another, but really our singer Mark and I are the most avid. We kind of,
mm-hmm.
when we can, we'll try to get out once or twice a week, even if it's just 9 holes and make mm-hmm. it back in time for sound check.
Right. Do you have anything that you would list as your favorite golf courses that you've played?
Wow, that's a great question. Let's see, our center Mark and I, we got to play at Pebble Beach. We actually played, which one was it? It was a few years ago. I think it was Spyglass, not
uh-huh.
Spanish Bay. It was Spyglass. And that was amazing. We, you know, we had called ahead of time and made some plans for that, so that was really exciting. We have played... there were a couple private golf clubs that we've played across the country that were absolutely unbelievable. We played Sanctuary in Colorado. Have you heard of that course?
Oh yeah, that's
that was unreal. I mean, I the story I think is something like he started, you know, like some real estate or something. He's like realtor or real max or whatever it is, and didn't get into Augusta and built his own kind of a course, and it was
right.
absolutely mind-blowing. And it's kind of one of those invitation-only places, so that was, you know, it was what a treat. And then we played Rick Tarvis outside of Chicago.
I've heard of it.
Aurora.
Heard that's very nice. I have some friends in Chicago who talk about that place.
Yeah. So those off the top of my head, I mean, they're amazing golf courses, but it was also fun just to be able to, you know, kind of check out some of these invitation-only kind of courses.
Yeah.
Add into the allure a little bit.
Yeah. I like those.
One of my personal... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I like those, too. You know, I mean, I've been in the golf business for quite some time and writing, and I've done a lot of stuff with a lot of entertainers, and I ask them that all the time, their favorite. It's just so funny. I mean, when you live out here, you know, I get a privilege maybe once or twice a year to play like Bel Air or to play here at Riviera.
Oh.
And so that's just,
yeah.
you know, and that's just a, it's just an incredible thrill. And I've been playing golf since I've been 11. So, I mean, so
awesome.
I dig it. So what kind of golfer do you consider yourself? 10 handicap, 5, 15? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I am all about hanging out with buds and having a good time, laughing, getting some business done. We talk a lot about band stuff while we're out there. It's kind of a great way to get out of that, what we call the kind of Groundhog Day routine of, you know, the same backstage, dressing room, the same parking lot, buses parked in. Not that that's something that sucks, but it's just, you know, get away from that, get some fresh air, play some ball. And... You know, my handicap is technically is probably closer to like a 16, 17, 18, something like that. Literally,
there
I,
you go.
I,
that's
you
good.
Know. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that
no.
at all.
No, that means, not at all.
No, that means you're enjoying yourself. But
yeah.
You know, now this is your 8th LP, the Rockville LP, and it's almost 20 years you guys are together. So, I mean, how long do you see this keep going?
You know, I'll tell you, I don't see it stopping anytime soon because we're all having so much fun still. We were friends before we started the band, and we're fortunate that we're all still best friends. And we kind of just feel like we love doing what we get to do. We're so fortunate we get to deal with, like, best friends that it doesn't really feel like work. You know, everyone says when you love what you do, you get excited to wake up early in the morning. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that I get to do that. I think one of the challenges of the band that we don't get comfortable is to kind of push ourselves to get better individually as songwriters, as musicians on our own instruments, and all that stuff we bring back to the table to kind of keep the OAR train chugging along. And while we're not necessarily that household name yet, that every, you know, kid dreams about, you know, being the next U2 or whoever, you know, is an example of a household name, but we've been able to steadily grow this band to a point where it's gotten bigger, you know, since the year before it or since the album before it or something like that.
Right.
And while it's kind of, you have your up and downs within and between that, this band, we've had some opportunities this year that I could never have dreamed of. I mean, we played Times Square in New York City for New Year's Eve right before the ball dropped.
Right,
you know,
I was going to ask you about that. That was wild.
It's so wild, I still can't comprehend it. It was so surreal and just unbelievable. And we've had a lot of awesome television exposure in the last month alone. We've had stuff on NBC, on CBS, ABC, all kinds of sporting events, whether it's the NHL All-Star Game or a figure skating event that had all of the, you know, not all of them, but like all of the top skaters that you know, you recognize that are all gold, you know, medal Olympians. We played in Vail at the, you know, freestyle, or the, I'm sorry, the skiing, the world championships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's kind of stuff that, you know, we dreamed about as kids, and then to be able to kind of knock these things off, oh, that was what our January was. I just get excited because it feels like we, are in a fun place right now, setting ourselves up for the next year. And that's just kind of one of those things where we look at so many months in advance, you plan out, okay, the next summer tour we're already planning for. You know, plan for the next year, and you think, oh, it's so far ahead. But really, you know, this kind of all flies by a lot quicker than you think it is, you know, just like with anything. And we want to be able to plan it out so that we can spend time with our family. Most of the guys are married, and, you know, half the band all has kids now. So those kinds of things are completely different than when we started the band, you know, 20 years ago.
Right, right. Well, certainly, you can take it from me. I've become a fan, and, you know, hopefully when you come out here, maybe tomorrow, somehow, maybe we can catch up and introduce myself to you, because I've become a big fan of you guys now, and I've actually been telling people over and over, you got to check this band out.
That is so cool.
And people think that, you know, they look at me and they see my, you know, grayish hair, and and they like, they don't think that, what are you doing listening to OAR? I just think they're very good. I just think they're a really good band, and they're great live.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And I think one of the points that maybe I don't know if I dialed in once I got excited talking about these, you know, flashier things like the New Year's and the NHL All-Star Games and all that kind of stuff. Those are just cool opportunities that we're proud of. But I think what really put us in this position is the fact that just the very first, you know, friend of ours in the basement who told one of our other friends, it's really been word of mouth, you know. And we're lucky that we've had some radio involvement the last couple of years and things like that, but really it's always been about our audience going out and literally, whether it was in college with, you know, 15 years ago when CDs were actually a thing, and saying, hey, you got to check out this band, you know, or hey, you got to check them out on Napster, or hey, you know, fast forward 10 more years, you know, 15 more years to now. I mean, that's really, there's nothing better than a recommendation from a friend. And so, you know, I really appreciate that. Yeah, you're still doing that.
Yeah, I still am. And I'll tell more people about it after the show tomorrow. So weather's supposed to be looking pretty good. So I think it's going to be a great time. And I'm anxious to see, you know, I'm really anxious to see the turnout here in L.A. after seeing you guys at a couple of different places. So all the best to you and safe travels, Chris. And hopefully we'll meet up tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll be around. So looking forward to getting to say hello in person.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, Chris. Take care.
Bye.